We'll just go through a couple of things. Obviously, we released Sean Powell today. You know, as far as the injuries, you know, EJ Manuel has a lateral collateral ligament, an LCL, which is non-surgical. We think it'll be a few weeks, and we'll reevaluate him then. Obviously, we expect him back somewhere during the season. You know, Stevie Johnson had a lumbar strain. It's actually today better than expected. So I think with the time that we have, you know, playing on a Thursday, that I anticipate that he'll be fine coming up for the following week. C.J. Spiller, obviously, after the game was sore. You know, I'll tell you, I give him a lot of credit, you know, fighting through that pain and playing. He did a great job coming back. And then this week we get a couple of guys back on the field. You know, obviously, Jairus Byrd will be back. He was ready to go Thursday night. Brooks comes back. Gilmore comes back. Hopkins, we're looking at coming back. Goodwin comes back. You know, we will be, you know, looking to bring in another quarterback. We're in the process of that right now. You know, going through the names, going through the tape. Doug's up there. You know, I'm going to go up there and start getting involved in that process. And what I told the team was, you know, a couple things. There's three things, you know, that we need to really improve on. And I think that will help us win games. You know, there's a lot of good things going on out there, and there's some things that we need to improve. And when we need to improve, you know, when you look at it specifically in the three phases, you know, offensively, you know, specifically third and 2-3, you know, we're really not doing well there. I think that's an area of the field that, you know, we should be able to convert. We're not converting like we should, not close to what our goals are. I think it starts with myself, then Coach Hackett, making sure we're putting them in the best situation, you know, the players, making those conversions, and then continuing to get better with the longer yardage on third downs. 4-6, we're doing a very good job. You know, defensively, it's just a deep ball. I mean, you know, we've got to do a better job with the deep ball. And I told the players, it's not just necessarily the back end, you know, the DBs, but, you know, the linebackers with our underneath coverage and obviously up front with the pass rush. You know, it's a team situation, you know, that we have to do a better job in. And then our special teams, you know, we've been hurt. We're actually, you know, combined, we're covering more than any other team in the league. And, you know, we've got to get the hang time up on the punts. You know, and that hurt us in this past game. You know, we gave up 179 yards in punt returns, and, you know, that was one of the factors, obviously, in this game. I think a lot of times coaches, we go ahead and make up a lot of things and see a lot of different things, I told the players. But if we can continue to play the way we're playing and work on those areas and improve, you know, I believe that's what will get us over the top to win games.
On the defensively deep balls, how much of that is built into your system? Like, you must be beyond the tolerance level for giving up deep plays, but it's something you have to live with the way you guys want to play defense?
No, I mean, you'll see sometimes we have coverage back there, you know, and then just route combinations. Or, you know, if we're in quarters, you got to, you know, dig in a post and you got to make a play. You know, a little bit, some, you know, obviously you're looking for the rush, you know, when you're playing coverage. Underneath, you have to get the linebackers. They have to get back there. Situationally, you know, to know the situation, you know, to give them the short stuff and rally up, make the tackle and get off the field on third down. And then from the deep end, really just, you know, leverage and technique, you know, what we're doing. So those are the things that we need to improve on, and it works both ways. We can coach it better. You know, we can make some calls. And, you know, you're always going to, you know, hit yourself in the head with some calls at sometimes, but and then you work collectively to get it better, and that's it.
So you're looking to bring in a quarterback, or presumably, I mean, my presumption is it's a stretch to think anybody you bring in could start against Cincinnati. Is that a stretch or not necessarily?
No, that's not a stretch.
Okay.
No, it's not. So I think it all depends on who it is and what we get and what their background is and their system.
So whether Tool might start against Cincinnati, it's possible, but you're not – it's –
Yeah, I would say it's possible, you know, what we do, only because we're going through the process right now. I think that, you know, by the end of the weekend, you know, I'll have a lot better feel of what we're trying to accomplish, you know, seeing who we bring in.
Doug, can you elaborate on a few weeks? Is it as few as two, I think, many as
well,
six?
Here's the situation. You know, I've had a player before that had this exact same injury. You know, Fred had this same injury. You know, when he was here, Motes had the same injury when he was here. And I think all three of those players, when you look at them, have come back differently from it. I think it's early on now, you know, to really give you an exact time frame or even a window. You know, what we need right now is for it to calm down, you know, and see where you're at, see where he's at in about, you know, probably in a week to see how it's progressing, you know, where he is, and then, you know, then get it down into a little bit more of a window. That's the truth.
With EJ, did the medical staff share with you whether the injury primarily happened on the hit or the leg whip? Do you know?
No, I don't know if it was that, the actual hit or the leg whip. Sorry.
Does Thad Lewis, how does he factor into that? Into that, when you say you're looking for a quarterback, do you mean outside the organization, or is he one that you'd also be looking at?
Outside the organization.
Coach, with special teams, I know you were talking about hang time being an issue. In terms of the other coverage stuff on punts, were there adjustments that kind of had to be made late based on what the Browns were doing with some of their fronts there?
No, I think it's very – I mean, obviously you can say, hey, we can have better leverage, but when you're covering balls that are under 4 seconds, it's very difficult to cover. I mean, that's just the truth.
Was that something that was stressed before, Doug? I mean, were you at the end of something that had been emphasized in the past?
Been stressed with, yes, and we've been trying to get that for the last we tried to get that for the last couple of weeks because we knew, you know, it's not very difficult. You look to see how many times you're covering more than anyone else, and, you know, it's only a matter of time in this league before you get exposed.
Emmanuel's case, you know, I think that most people appreciate what he was trying to do there, get that extra yard. I mean, he's a competitive guy. Is there a part of you now that says, you know, you're looking for a couple extra yards, maybe you might want to get out, or were you okay completely with
I think
the long-term injury, you know, it says risk and reward thing.
I think I can answer this question. I know I can answer it. I just don't know if you'll accept it. Make no mistake, you know, when I watched the play last night and was asked the same question, okay, you saw, you know, Fred picked up a block on the outside, and you saw a corner in the back with one of our receivers. You know, I believe in that situation that the player, you know, and you got to remember players, you know, they're very competitive. I thought in that situation, in his mind, he thought he was going to score, okay? There is something that you see a flash coming, you know, from the side, okay, and you see him trying to work his way out. But our philosophy has always been with the quarterback, so everyone knows, is that we tell him to be smart. We tell him to slide. We tell him to get the first down and get out of bounds. We tell him to do all those things. So I don't want to make it like from a standpoint of, hey, we're telling him never to slide, never to go down, you know, put yourself at risk. You know, we tell him all that. You know, we teach him how to slide. We tell him the situations that we want to do. But at the end of the day, you know, we try to school them up because sometimes they become too competitive. You know, we say, hey, listen, this is a situation where you didn't have to do that. This one that last night was a tough situation because I really don't think he saw the guy coming from the inside till late. But you could see him looking to get out at that point. You see him get the first down. You see him trying to get as much as he can and then trying to protect himself.
Does that come, you think, with a little bit of maturity where you learn to say, look, you know, okay, I might be able to pick up, and I'm not talking about that play last night mm-hmm. in general. I might be able to pick up two more yards, but at what risk, and is it worth it?
Well, I think that's the thing.
To learn, I don't need to do this.
Well, that's it. I mean, you do that with a lot of positions. You know, you do it receivers. I'll give you an example. You know, you catch the ball, the first guy stands you up. You know, you're fighting for extra yardage. There's a point where you have to say, you know what, I got to go down. Right. You know, so you don't give up that stuff. So, I think every situation where guys are carrying a ball, we school them up on those situations. To answer your question, you know, yeah, sometimes it takes some guys a little bit longer, sometimes it doesn't, but it's very difficult to coach the competitiveness out of a player, and that was my point last night. So that's where it becomes a fine line of saying, hey, listen. We understand this. You're being competitive. You're dropping, you know, you're dropping your shoulder and you're trying to score here. But let's be smart about this, okay? Let the running back take it in, or let this happen. So, you know, we do those things, obviously.
Fred was even saying that, you know, Thursday night, that adrenaline spotlight, a bunch of other teammates hurt, that maybe contributes even more to him trying to do a little extra. So, another reason not to like Thursday night.
Well, you know, he's adding that thing on. You know what though? Honestly, you know, I don't see it from that end. I just see a player going out there and trying to really do something well for his team, you know, that we have to, you know, that none of us here none of us here, even the people standing here, you know, want a guy playing for us that's not competitive, you know, and that's the one thing is. What we all want, all of us, is we want him to make good decisions where he doesn't put himself to be injured.
You mentioned Gilmore coming back to practice. He's mentioned that the pins are going to come out.
Sure.
Is he possible to maybe even play against Cincinnati, or is that too? What do you think?
Yes, I do think so. I think that we're going to take a good look this week. I know this, that he wants to play, you know, so that's the first step. So at least from the player's standpoint, he wants to get out there and play. And I think it'll be, you know, we'll have to make a decision whether we want to put him out there or not.
What happened on the first half goal line situation, the challenge flag?
Okay. What it was, again, it was a mistake by me. I know that you can go ahead and, you know, throw the flag when it comes down to end lines, sidelines, things of that nature. They were down in the red zone. I was trying to get to an official because the officials are usually, they're awesome when it comes down to challenges. You know, there's a lot of different things. I saw the receiver go out of bounds. I saw the hat go. Then they called defensive holding, okay? So I couldn't get to anyone, and I knew he went out of bounds, so I threw the flag. I was wrong because if the receiver touched the ball and it became an illegal touch, then I was okay to throw the challenge flag. But since the receiver didn't touch the ball and it was a decision by the official, you know, whether he went out or not, I could not challenge that. So I was wrong with that challenge.
Since we haven't been able to talk to EJ, obviously, today, can you relay any of his emotions, feelings, how really just disappointed he is that he can't, you know, go on with his team for the next few weeks?
Well, I think any player, you know, that's injured and feels that, you know, that people, the one thing that this team has been showing is that guys who have been hurt, they've been fighting to come back as hard as they can. And when you're in a position where you can't, or you feel that you can't help your team, you know, that's tough, you know. So whatever word you want to put with that, you know, I think that's what you feel. But at the same point, the challenge for us, and I always thought this as a coach, is when that happens to a player, get him involved right away, you know, so he feels he's contributing, and that's what EJ wants to do.
Does Jarris, when he comes back, step right into the starting lineup?
We'll put him out there. We're going to, you know, work him out and go, and we'll work him into those packages and put him in the starting lineup. So, you know, starting lineup for me is always difficult because of what the packages are. But, yeah, we're looking forward to getting him in the starting lineup.
What changed from week one when the plan, you know, if EJ wasn't able to play, was to go with Jeff, and you came out and said that well in advance, to where you are now where he's, you know, only a possibility to start? What changed there?
Well, Jeff's working extremely hard, you know, doing everything he possibly can do, you know, and he's getting better and better each week, and we like him. We really do. But we just want to make sure that we're doing our due process, making sure that is there someone else out there that's available, you know, to help us? Because, you know, is there someone out there that's better? And that's what we do with all the pieces of the puzzle, you know, because that's our responsibility, you know, not only for the people that are right here, but for the fans and the organization. So we're just going through that process, the same question before. If there's someone out there that's not, or we don't think is better, you know, then we'll play with Jeff and then or bring up Thaddeus.
What, just your assessment of the O-line, you know, 155 yards rushing or whatever it was against their defense?
Yeah. I think we're doing a very good job. I think we're much more physical, you know, than we've been in the past. But I do think that we need to do a better job of hooking up, finishing a little bit at the end. I think we're still, even though we have run the ball well, you know, we're still leaving some yards out there. I also think that we just need to shore up our protections a little bit more, and that works with communication and just staying in front of the players, the defenders, you know, more. They're getting on the edges a little bit.
Eric Wood today called a lot of the Cleveland defenders' reaction after EJ got hurt classless. Do you share the same feelings, and did you have any discussions with that, you know, with your team about their reactions after that play?
I basically concentrate with our team, you know. So my situation was we had a couple of personal fouls in that game, so I was working on our team to play smart. I can't control, you know, what the other team does. That's the officials, you know, they're supposed to do that. So, you know, I asked the official about taunting. He said no. So that's what I go by.
Did I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. Yeah. No, you don't have to apologize.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought, so. Oh, I was going to ask you about T.J. Graham. What did you think of his arm?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.